Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Live Your Dream. I'm today. We're so excited. I have my co-host. You want to introduce yourself?
Eric Fagat.
All right. Eric Fagat is in the building with us. This is the first show that you're doing live with us on Live Your Dream. We welcome each of you for tuning in. Our guest today is Jonathan Siegel. He'll be calling in soon to chat with us. But in the meantime, Eric, so I know that it's so exciting to be in a space looking over the city.
Yes.
And actually, ladies and gentlemen, everyone listening, tuning in, we're eating lunch. And it's so great. I just put out there on social media about me having New Deli. It was actually one of the restaurant I was shot for my team. If they did really great for the month, we'll come up with an incentive, and I'll treat them out for a whole lunch, and it's like 15 of them, and they're like, yes. So everybody wanted to be on my team because they knew that, you know, she's going to treat us well with food and do all that great stuff. And not only that, comes with that great chocolate-covered strawberries and also chocolate-covered apples. So that's coming. So, Eric, so what's going on with you? You want to share with the listeners and tell them about what you do and all that great stuff?
Well, first of all, I'm a freelance graphic designer. I didn't think I'm the best there is, but you don't need to post too much. Also, I love your space. This is awesome. I like the view and everything. Pleasure to be here. Here lately, I've been doing a little photography. I've been filling in a little bit more of photography work. Definitely learning some more about composition cards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We had a meeting before, and we talked about how they should look, have an idea of what to expect on when I have to go. Just doing my normal thing.
Right.
Seeing my clients and put myself out there.
Wonderful. So I know because you've been doing a lot, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone tuning in also, when it comes down to the graphic design part with the comp cards, that's something I want to get formatted for my company as well. And not only that, you do photography too. So he does that also. And so it's always great to come with different things to the plate that you can offer many services to different companies.
Right.
Tell us about the photography side of things.
The photography side is, I learned the biggest thing in photography is that the client, you have to be really in tune with the client, you know, and if you have a few of them, you have to deal with them on a personal basis. Really get an idea of what they're looking for, feel what makes them comfortable in certain arenas, you know,
right.
Get that right shot. Then the process of bringing their ideas out about that particular shot.
Right.
So there's a lot of things to go into. So relationship building is one big thing right out of the gate that I learned. Have that relationship to be able to say, yeah, I can do that, or I don't know, let's try this, because I think it's going to set what you want.
Right. Better. Right. And that's so true. I do know whenever you connect with people, in regards of you want someone to definitely be dependable, be
right.
Someone that you can rely on because you want to refer them to people who trust you.
Right.
And I'm so grateful to have you, Eric.
Thank you. You've
been a positive image for me as far as, you know, you've been on the game as far as supporting me and all the things that
right.
I do. And I want to say personally thank you. On Facebook, if you all been to Infinity Powerhouse page, it's a page where it basically tells it all about my company, what we do with our company. It sets the tone for our website that is on the web. And on the website, it has so many different parts to it. And I call it different divisions because that's what it is. And it's so great to be able to have the platform able to do that. But what Eric did for me, and once I met you at this, actually, I was at the Apollo.
Right.
Yeah, they were on a road, far as doing this thing where they'll go around looking for singers to go to the Apollo
right.
for the final cut contest. And I met him there, and we he introduced himself to me. And then later he sent me a card that I presented to you, and he
right.
added some more additions to the card, which was amazing because what was so amazing was on the back of it or at the
right.
front, there was some light,
yeah.
like was, you know, actually on that particular area of the card to bring it out even more. So I already told him that the bag. I definitely want those ones in the office space, as we sit here, the walls are bare. So definitely we're going to add different things that come in and all that good stuff. So just to let you all know that what's going on, I have so many people who want to meet and talk about different things. And one of the people, two of the people that actually right now that we're having a meeting here, and it's going to be another official meeting of that here in our space. Tomorrow it's going to be Cost. He's a rapper, local rapper of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and also David Badgett, who is his manager. So they will be here front and center. So we always joke around, and I said, well, bring the coffee because it's at 8 a.m. He's like, bring the donuts. I was like, oh, okay, I probably put my foot in my mouth and whatnot. So I'm excited to have them coming tomorrow to see, you know, just to touch bases. Hopefully I can get them on the air so they can share some tidbits, too, of what they're doing to be successful here locally and also in the surrounding cities. On then the following week, I will be in Atlanta where I will be meeting with a group of people in reference to the Princess and Prince of the Runway, which I'm going to have that starting soon. And then the week after that, I'll be meeting with Dina Bruton, who is actually Revealed Cosmetics. She's the actually owner of that. And I will be meeting with Nikita Grayson. We're going to be talking about some things happening for Fayetteville, bringing it. One of the things I want to do, I have two other magazines. On one magazine, Tom Miles and Talent Scout Network, the only way you can get on that magazine cover is you being in the contest as of right now, and it has been that way. So IPH and Lugucci Style Network, the Gucci Style magazine, we're going to do model searches, and then we're going to do certain things that we're going to bring to the forefront. So what I'm looking for is companies, events, you know, whoever want to host an event and want to utilize my magazine as a source to add more to what they're providing to their models and talent, by all means, contact us because we are with it. We want to be a part of it. We want to be out there as well and provide an exposure and all that great stuff. So I know we met yesterday, and on my desk is the up-and-coming weekly for Fayetteville, North Carolina. So as I'm flipping through the pages, here I go. I see two different events that are happening. So what did I do? I got on the phone and called the people who were actually over it and actually able to speak with someone, called me back directly. I haven't heard from the other person yet. But that's what you do. You never know who's going to answer. You never know who's going to call you back. When they ask for information, provide it. If they never use it, you have actually made a connection anyway, because down the road, even if it's at an event, they're like, oh, yeah, I remember you because you sent me yes. And, you know, it's nothing to say, oh, they wasn't ready for me or they didn't want to utilize me. That wasn't the right time. I truly believe when God put you in people's path, that time sometimes be a full circle at a later time. So look at it that way. So that's the way I'm looking at it. So it's this 2016 runway fashion show where they're going to do a lot of bridal farts for 2016, and also this dinner theater where it's called Southern Girls Got to Have It, and it's written by Elaine Alexandra. So she is definitely someone I want to connect with to promote and feature her in my magazine. So all that are listening that's coming in Fayetteville, and the one for the 2016 runway, that's going to be January 7th and the 8th at the Crown Expo Center. And the doors open at 5:30 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. And the tickets are like $10 for advance, $15 at the door, and VIP seating is available. So that's great. So I mean, you were sitting thinking, well, what would the VIP be about?
Right.
Well, that probably would be about $35, $50. So that's great. And so with the as far as the play that is coming, that is going to be February the 12th through the 14th, so that's going to run into Valentine's.
Right.
So what about you? What about Valentine's? You got any plans for Valentine's?
No, not at the moment. I'm thinking, you know, I actually want to be working on Valentine's Day. I'm going to take a really nice, have some things together to take a nice shot.
Oh.
I even actually created a background.
Yeah.
How exciting is that? Yeah.
So, you know, and that's great because I put out the magazine for Valentine's. Because normally we skip months. We happen to do Lugucci for November, hit Thanksgiving. We didn't do Thanksgiving last year.
Right.
But so normally it will be December, then February. So every other month Lugucci will come out. It happens to fall on holidays.
Right.
So, okay. And so then, you know, and everything. So, but Valentine's is dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
I love Valentine's. So, yeah, so definitely that's going to be another magazine coming out in February for Lugucci.
Okay.
And then for Top Model Talent, of course, that'll be out every month.
Right.
So, I know, ladies and gentlemen, I want to actually, y'all are here to hear Johnson come on aboard, and he's here with us at this present time, and I will be bringing him on soon. In the meantime, I know he's on definitely on SoundCloud, and he also created a page on Facebook called where he is, you know, presenting himself and what starts his music and showing people that he is in it to win it. And it's the hour alone. And I asked Johnson what that was all about, where came up with the name. He's going to share that with us again. Also, we're going to play some music that he actually wants us to play in regards of just to help him getting his information out there even further. So we're going to go ahead and click on this and have that playing while he's getting ready to come online with us. So let's go ahead and crank that up. It's called You and I, One Direction. He has several pieces on here, and he's a producer, ladies and gentlemen, of where he creates the music. And so imagine someone either booking him to have that their music in a movie, a play, a video. How awesome is that? In the background of somebody actually making a cut in the album and writing it. And one thing about producers, they know what they sing, and Johnson can sing. So I want to get him in the arena too, so he can be heard as a singer as well. So we're going to go ahead and bring him in and chat with him and see what he's up to today, being out of school. Johnson, are you there with us?
Oh, yeah, what's up? I'm here. Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, one moment. I want to use the word technical difficulties because I think people be like, oh, my God, again? Yeah, so what about now, Dr. You're okay? You can hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm fine.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you tuning in with us. You recently joined our networking company about a little bit, less than 5 days?
Yeah.
And you have been actually in the mix and doing a whole lot. We've had you on the air just a couple of days ago, which was on Sunday, and loved it. And also, I know she may be tuning in, the young lady that was actually on the call with us, and her name is Toni, who is a model out of Atlanta. She said she was very impressed, and she loved your voice.
Thank you, Toni.
You're welcome. So I know what we have in the background playing right now, and this is where you tell us about this piece right here that you have.
That piece, I believe I made that, I believe, February of this year, or March of this year, and my friend, she's like a big One Direction fan. And she was just telling me that I should just make a remix to this song. So I was like, oh, this is the first time doing it. So I said, yeah, I'll go for it. And so after that, I did that remix, and I believe that track on SoundCloud, it has 17.4K views that who listen to it. I think that's how many it has. And there wasn't really much to it. I wanted to make this a good track, so I put in time and effort as I do with my other tracks, but I pay way more attention to detail and everything else on that track specifically.
Wow, and that is so exciting, and I'm so happy for you, because at the end of the day, Johnson, I always tell people, of course, everybody want to be known and recognized and seen and heard on a big fan, but you're doing it as of this moment right now. We believe in you, because that's one thing that I want to put out there and help other people get there. But you are actually right now, and you've probably been doing it before I met you, that you could share with someone else who's even trying to get where you at. You've been on, this is your second time on our show, really third time, because you were actually on the first one. We was in Atlanta. And also just the music you have on SoundCloud. And I want to say, when I viewed it, was over 2,000 people already viewed that or listened to that.
Yeah,
so that's amazing. I met up with some people earlier today who was already doing the producing part. I will get with you a little later, too, and give you Philly and they gave me some great pointers. And then I also want to connect you with them because they're out of Atlanta. And
yeah.
And they've been doing it for a while. Some people walked away in a sense of they were led to do other things. So I just want it to be a broadband and understand that they were just, you know, as far as getting an internship, if that's something that you're interested in doing, working with a company who's already, you know, up and running, getting that lineup. So that's definitely what I want to chat with you a little bit later on as well, you know, today. So I know where you was on Sunday, you did some singing for us. And so you want to, what do you want to sing for us today?
No time to be bashful now, Jonathan.
You said what?
No time to be bashful now.
Oh, man. Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Let's see. How do I not? I hate when I do this. I don't know how.
Jonathan?
I don't know what song to sing. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello, hello?
Yeah. Jonathan, I do apologize. Hello? We are having technical difficulties. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yeah, we definitely. Let's see here. Give us a moment. But in the meantime, let's see something here. One moment. This should be loud. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are having some technical difficulties. Everything was working fine prior, and now it's, I believe, some areas of where we would need. So just bear with us one moment while we go to commercial break. Hello, Jonathan, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you much better now. Had you on actually one of the live speakers that we have located in the office. And so what we're going to do, just hold tight one moment, and we'll be right back shortly. One moment. So, Jonathan, here we go. So, definitely, I know, so far, what's going on, have your mom and dad have given you and you shared been sharing things that we've been sharing with you as well?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, are they on Facebook? Are your parents on Facebook?
My mom is. Only my mom is on Facebook. My dad, he's kind of a little old for social media.
I can understand that. Yeah. And so what I definitely wanted to do, and I was sharing with the listeners on yesterday too, and also some of my friends and family, you are so mature for your age, and I do know that I want them in the mix of everything. So as soon as you get a chance, I want you to make sure that you email me their email address so I can have all that too. So anything that we do, any as far as supporting you or promoting you, that they'll be a part of it, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. So you came up with you already got a song that you want to sing for us on today?
Yeah, I have one. Well, this is one I've written recently. Okay.
Okay. And even what's the name of it?
There's no name to it. I just wrote it like 2 days ago.
Oh, you wrote it 2 days ago. Okay, can you name it Ms. Darlene Noble? I'm just kidding. Go ahead. We would love to hear it. And it's going to be first heard on the Live Your Dream Show. How about that?
All right.
So we're ready.
Dollar bills, all she needs. The night on the town is her release. Besides dancing on the floor, taking shots after more. To the top, just on the floor, giving more. The night crawls as the money grows, after show. Love died with all types of guys, living lies, hiding in disguise. Broken ties, cut the lines, the people from the past who she despised. No girl, no guys who can tell her lies, sudden away so cold just like the ice. Lone wolf who hides. Ha, ha, ha. And that's it right there.
Wow!
It's awesome.
Woo! I love it, Mr. Talented.
That was
Thank you.
That is nice. And Jonathan, 2 days ago, so I know you was working with some, you said some friends that y'all were working. So is that something y'all was working on?
Oh, well that track I was working on by myself personally.
Oh, personally. Okay. All right, because I know you said you was going to do some stuff in the studio yesterday. You want to share what was going on? Or? Okay, what was going on?
All we did was just we just came together and we just shared ideas and types of music that we have, because my friends, I brought three, and they have different types of vibes and different genres that they like, and
right.
So on some days I'll get them all together and we'll just sit in my room and just create stuff, something that's different that people haven't heard, and try to bring something new like this to like music and also rap itself, because that's pretty much it. And and he also recorded a little bit. I have some recorded on here, but my internet's kind of messing up right now, so I really can't pull it up right now because some computer technical issues. But yeah, overall it was a great day, amazing progress.
Yes, well, thank you for sharing that with us, because I do know a lot of times when you all, because right now this would be considered a Christmas break, right?
Yeah.
That you're out of school. So a lot of times, you know, families travel, or either a lot of ones, you know, they're young, they don't have nothing to do but look at TV and play games on, you know, be outside playing basketball. And to hear you doing this right here to enhance what you're doing and work towards the goals. And then what I heard you say, that you had other people who had the same type of interest but different, you know, styles of what they do. That's called networking. So, y'all making it happen.
Yeah.
Y'all making it happen. Yeah. So, we have Eric.
I was trying to get a guitar and learn how to play.
You said you were trying to do what again? I'm sorry. Dante, are you there? Jonathan, are you there? Ladies and gentlemen, okay, I know it sounded like he said he was going to try to get something to play, or either was trying to work on something. So in the meantime, so Eric, what you hear now, you hear a young man, excuse me, who is 16 years old, that is making things happen, and I'm excited. I do know at the age of that, age of 16, I always had the dreams and vision. So this kind of going along with what you had around that age when you start seeing yourself wanting to be a graphic designer and do the things that you want to do?
Definitely, that's how I kind of viewed it. There's a lot of stuff going on around me. It's like people tend to always look at me and like maybe a soldier or this or that, you know. But
right.
That's around the age when you start really figuring out, like, hey, I can really do something. That's when all the ideas that you have are really right there at the top. So,
right.
No, and nowadays, people are going, the way you can become an artist, you have that talent, there's so many avenues to actually get into the business that pretty much have to, like, have your brand already along with your ideas. So it's a lot to look at, but he sounds like he's double-headed.
Right.
He knows where he's going, direction that he's going, and his talent is just, like, out of this world.
Out of this
two
world.
2 days ago, he just...
amazing.
And he has a little melody going on.
Yeah, that's good. I'm impressed, very impressed. So Jonathan, I'm not sure if you're back with us. You here? Okay. So I'm not sure what happened, but Jonathan, you can hear us. We're still actually here, and I'm going to check our studio base and see what's going on. We keep our technicians on hand and busy to make sure that everything is up and running. So he's been running around here making sure that everything is up, and it's appears to be fine on our end. So if you can hear us, by all means, we will definitely, let's see here, maybe let's try one other thing here.
Okay,
Jonathan,
hello?
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what happened. Excuse me. So I know it sounds like you said you were going to try to play something for us, or that's the last thing we heard.
Oh,
was
I said,
that what you were saying?
I was saying for that song, I'm trying to purchase a guitar, and learn how to play this song on an acoustic, so I can have something to perform the next time I go somewhere
to
perform.
That. Yeah, I can see that happening with that, with a guitar. I definitely can see that. Definitely. So, I'm not sure if you were able to hear me and Eric. Eric is a graphic designer, and he we met some months back at a Apollo show where they were looking for like, you know, the next person to win the Apollo show. Apollo show in New York. So I happened to be the media that was covering it in Fayetteville. So next year, what I want to do is line it up. So when they go on the road show, I want to have everyone ready to be able to actually be able to go, because there are a lot of entertainers that were there, and some of them had what it took, and a lot of them didn't. So I just believe.
Some
advice. So, Jonathan, is that something that you would be interested in doing, like even putting yourself out there, because that will be on national TV for one?
Yeah. I told you that I've been there before, right?
Oh, yeah, you've been there before. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying in my mind. Yeah. So you've been in, you came in second?
Yeah, second.
Yeah, you came in second. That's awesome. Oh, Jonathan, okay. All right, I'm sorry. But that is, so Eric has a question for you as well.
Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I love your work, man. I love the sound, and I definitely love your talent. One of the things that I have as a designer, especially going into art with artists, is that we have to stand with the artist and get an idea of where they want to go with their brand. And with your style of music, you can go in any direction. So what's your ideas of how you want maybe like your first album cover, your first poster that advertises your work, how you want that to hit the market, how you think that should look, the type of genre of music that you have established in that?
So like how my first like cover will look?
Yeah. What's your idea of how you want your brand to be looked, how you want it to look?
Describe to me by what you mean by brand.
Say like Usher. Usher has his name is really his brand. That's who he is, because of his style of music, his genre of music. You have Lil Wayne. There's a certain style that comes along with the graphics and his work. So how do you want people to see when they see your cover? They're like, oh, that's Jonathan right there. That's his work. Or that gives me the feel of what you're going to be hearing when I listen to your the music on your CD.
Well, how I will have my first of all, how I will have my album cover to look. I'll probably have it looking probably something simple with two sides, because like I wanna have like a plain and simple side, and then like on the other side it's like something like beautiful, like nature or something, because I love the nature and I love photography anyway, so I would like to do something like that. Then add a little flair and stuff to that through Photoshop, which I use, which I've been using since seventh grade.
Oh,
my
mom's
talented. Computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been using that through my mom's computer, and then I recently got my own in January of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when it comes to, like as in branding myself, and also like what they'll be listening to. I guess, like, when it comes to music, my style is, it's pretty, my style is, like, really not set on one thing. I don't know if that's bad or not, but to me, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that at all. Because I like to listen to everything as in folk, rock, indie, alternative, rap, hip-hop, anything. As long as it sounds good and it's beautiful. I would like for people to listen to that no matter what, because it's my music and my music style, and I would like for people to be open up for change and listen to something different other than what we have playing today. So I want to be a game changer, pretty much.
Ooh, sounds good. And like I say, Does he sound like he's 16 years old?
Not at all. He sounds like he's been in the business.
He's been in business for a long time. And you, and for whatever reason, how God's going to use you to get the message out by using your work and what you do, Jonathan, is going to be so amazing. As I'm sitting here and I remember my older generation used to say, that child been here before.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you done been here before. Like you literally have been here before.
Yeah.
So I'm just blown away. That each and every time I talk with him, it just blows me away.
Right.
And just when I met you in Atlanta and how you came across and very personable,
right,
beautiful spirit, and just, you know, you had a chance to meet his parents, his mom and everything, I'm just so touched. So great, Jonathan. I know.
Thank you.
Create the page. Mm-hmm. You already create your social media page, one of them, in regards on Facebook. So one of the things that stuck out from when I talked to a producer this morning, he said to make sure that he is, you know, for our social media is one of the biggest things, because when they were growing up, he's about 42 now, and when he started out in his 20s, and social media wasn't a big thing. He said, but now social media can get you places that nobody else to get you. So he commended me for, you know, having a platform to work with you, and then say, and also to give you some insights to have you make sure that you in tune, you know, touch spaces and do the things that we all get together and work it out. Like if we put things on your page, make sure that you comment on it, make sure that you share with your friends, your family. I call them the four F's: your family, your friends,
mm-hmm,
your fans, and your followers. All of them should be in the know of what you're doing at all times. Even if it's just to get on the page and say, hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing today? People will be won by you, whatever you put out there. And one of the things you saw with Tanika, with the Model Heaven, the way how she got so big too as well is because her mom kept, you know, doing a lot. Even though they had me, she still was out there too. So I do know my team is here to help and assist and help you move forward and be seen and be heard. And I just want to say, just, you know, be engaged too as well. I'm not saying that you're not doing that, but I know it's been a couple of days. And when I go back and look at certain things, I just, you know, just want to let you know that I'm so impressed. I'm so happy. I'm so, you know, glad that you came aboard with us and everything. So we're going to continue to promote, showcase, and feature you. And then also talk mm-hmm. about getting you in the magazine for January with your music as well. And we already talked about our SoundCloud and YouTube and all that great stuff. So what do you want to share with the listeners, anybody that listening who want to get into what you're doing? Even though you're young at the age that you are, there's other ones who are 13, 12, who are right now are making music, but they just don't know what to do. What do you want to say with them?
Connections. That's pretty much everything you're going to really need when it comes to music, because connection can lead to anywhere, and it can lead to anything. And yeah, just try to make friends with people who you know who are interested in music, and if they're not doing anything, try to pursue them into it. And if they don't, just try to include them in your own music in some type of way, so they can eventually be inspired by what you do with that person, because that little thing can go so far, and stuff like that has gone far for me.
That's so true. So you want to share with listeners, I know we have mentioned that your page on Facebook, is you want to share the name and what that stands for, what's behind that?
The Hour Alone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that name is just pretty much is based around pretty much my songwriting areas and when I do it, because I can usually write songs and poems and stuff in an hour, and that hour alone can lead to anything, as in feelings, heartbroken, or just happiness, and you just want to get it down on paper. And that hour alone can just produce anything or great, anything amazing, pretty much.
Very good, yeah. And I know when I come up with different pages, names and different website names, I pray too, and I, you know, a lot of times I ask God what, you know, just because I had this singles website, and everyone was just passing me across the table, this is what you should name it, this is what you should name it, and none of that clicked. And one day I was just laying there, and it finally came, and I knew that was the name that I was going to use for my site. So I do know when we select names, we have to have a meaning behind it so it fits our purpose and our place. So, Jonathan Lindsay, I appreciate you calling in for being the 16-year-old and being so mature and being able to handle this conversation and the calls and the questions. A lot of people don't know how to converse back and forth prior to talking. Eric, you want to say anything before we close out with him?
I just want to tell you that I'm proud of Jonathan, and I really have a great love and respect for what you're doing, and I see you going to places. Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. So, Jonathan, we're going to close up. You're welcome. We're going to close up. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back in touch, and we will love to have you back on soon, very, very soon, okay?
All right, cool. Yeah.
Okay, and before we close out, I want you to say at the count, 1, 2, 3, not us, Eric, we're going to mess it up.
I was
going to
say, this is my favorite part.
You want to do it? We can do it we all will do it. At the count of, at three, we're going to say, live your dream. You ready? Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Live your dream.
Woo! Thank you, Jonathan. Take care.
No problem. All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.